Today is Menachos Daf Chav Tes. We are on Chav Tes on the base. We had just mentioned the numbers, right? We've just mentioned the numbers of the Gevi'in and the Kaftorim and the Prachim on the menorah. So, right, we said Nimtzu Gevi'im Esrim Mishnayim Kaftorim. There are 22 Gevi'in. There are 11 Kaftorim. There are 9 Prachim, and everything's ma'akim each other. Right, so Tosfos asks, why are they just listening to the Mishnah? They're all ma'akim each other. Why don't we listen to them in the Mishnah? They're listening to all these other things in the Mishnah. Ma'akim. It's Tosfos on Chav Tes Amud Aleph, the top Tosfos. There's Tain with the Lofos of Gevi'im Prachim Kaftorim Ma'akim Zedzek, the Rin of the Bara. There's Rishem Mishum to listen to Bashar Mini Ma'akos. Just because it's not across the board. We only have these things in the menorah if you're made out of gold. If they're made out of the metals, you don't have them at all. So the Mishnah doesn't mention them. So now the Gemara is going to go through the numbers. So Vishma Gevi'im Esrim Mishnayim. I understand that the Gevi'im, right, that the cups, there are 22 of them. Diksiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Uba menorah arba Gevi'im. In the menorah means the middle branch, I guess, the spine of the menorah. It says that there are four, right? So in the middle branch, there are four Gevi'im. Uksiv. And it says also, Shlosha Gevi'im Shukadim Bakaneh Hachot Kaftor Beparach. Shlosha Gevi'im Shukadim Bakaneh Hachot Kaftor Beparach. That means there are three Gevi'im in each other branch. So you have Arba Gevi'im, Arbar Didot. You have four Gevi'im of its own Gevi'im, right? You have four of your own Gevi'im, right? In the middle. The Timnei Srei and another 18. Because if you have 3 times 6, that's 18. So 4 plus 18. Ha Esrim V'tartim. You have 22. Kaftorin Nami. I don't have the buttons. They're also you see that there are 11. Achadasar Kaftorin Shrei Didot. They're two of its own, right? We had the two Kaftorim on the right. In the middle branch, you had on the bottom and on the top. You had a Kaftor. That makes two, right? V'shisha Dekanim, right? And you have six on the Kanim. Six Kanim, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So they had on the top, each had a Kaftor. So that makes 8, right? Right? It says V'shisha Dekanim, V'kaftor, 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 Ha'chadsar. And there's also a Kaftor on the axis of the menorah. Each time the branches branch out, there are 3 points, the 3 places where it branches out, 1, 2, 3, 3 more there, 8 plus 3, 11. You have 11. Kaptor, Kaptor, Hachadzar, Elaprachim, Tisha Menorah. How do we know, how do you see that there are 9, flowers? So you say, Prachim Trei Didot, they have 2 flowers, right, the 2 flowers on the stem itself, right, on top, right, the top, and all the way on the bottom, where there was a via and a kator, right? Look at the picture. There's a flower there. That is 2, right? Prachim Trei Day, and then the shish of the kanim, and there's one on each of the kanim. So 6 plus 2 is 8. So how do you get 9? So that's Timna Havu. So Amar of Shalman Siv Adrecha Adrecha Mitchehi. On the base, says there's an extra one all the way on the base, connecting the it's not a square, but it's like a rectangular or octagon, a pentagon base on the bottom of the menorah, right there, there's another parah, there's another flower, and that equals 9. Amar Rav. Rav said, Gova shel menorah tisha tvachim. The height of the menorah is 9 tvachim, which goes against what we said yesterday. Yesterday he said that the gova of the menorah is 18 tvachim. We proved it. So what's this 9 tvachim? So Esri Rav Shimi Barfil Rav, that's not the question they asked. They asked based on physical reality. They say, Evan Haisal Lifnei HaMenorah, Uvash Shalosh Malos. There was some sort of stone. It was like a step stool in front of the menorah that had 3 steps. Shaleh HaKohen Omed Umeitiv Aneris. And the Kohen had to stand on that in order to arrange the menorah. So if there was only 9 Tvachim, what did they need to stand for? 9 Tvachim, anyone, you know, even if you're little people, could probably do 9 Tvachim. And so, right, 9 Tvachim is not so much. So Amalei, I don't know, are you partially a voter if you're like a little person for calling? I don't know. So Amalei, see me, right? Amalei, see me at. In other words, you're such a problem and you're asking this question. Ki kamini, when I said this, right, I talked about mispas kanim ulamala. I'm only talking about from the kanim, from the branches and up. But from beneath the branches, that's 9 tefachim. Let's put it in the middle. But if you do the math, right, the way we did everything before, we did everything, we find out that from under the menorah, from under the branches, it's only 8.5 far. And so even his own math was wrong. So 9.5 on top, and 8.5, and 8.5 on the bottom. How do you know that? Because this is what we do yesterday. The Yerech, right? There were 3 tefachim on the Yerech. That's 3 tefachim. On top of that, there was 2 tefachim of nothing. On top of that, there was a Gevira, Kator, and Perah, right? And on top of that, there was another 2 tefachim. The way you do the math, it's the middle point is in the middle between where the branches branch out. So it's 9.5 on top and 8.5. So maybe it's not the didactic. I don't know what the answer is, but it doesn't work out exactly as being 9.9. That being the exact midpoint. Okay, Siv. Now we're talking a little bit more about the menorah. So Siv, this is. Right, it's not so big. If I had the picture of the one from Machon Hamikdash, it's not tremendous. I guess they had one to be used, but you definitely don't need it if it's like this. If it's over here, maybe you can stand up so you can bend down. I'm not sure. Siv says to the pasuk of Divrei Yamin, right? Divrei Yamin Beis. Says Vayah Shlomo, it's called a Kalim. Shlomo made all the Kalim, Asher Beis Elohim, in the house of Hashem. Esha Menoros, he made the plural, he made the Menoros. Bnei Rosehim, he made their candles. And it says Vaperach the Haneros Ve'Amelchachayim Zahu Michlo Zahav. So they were made of Zahav, Michlo Zahav. What's Michlo Zahav? My Michlo Zahav. So Amar Rav Ami Shetilaso Lichol Zahav Sagar Shel Shlomo. Making the menorah depleted the entire chest of pure Zahav Sagar that Shlomo Melech had. Rashi says Zahav Sagar means it's such a pure Zahav. Also, when they would sell this gold, every other goldsmith or gold seller would just close down because nobody would want their gold. You know, it's like today, gold is worth so much. That's what it is. It's the most valuable, pure, precious gold out there. By building all the menorahs, Shlomo depleted his stash of that gold. Right? The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, because Yehuda says the name of Rav, Esther menorahs last for Shlomo. Shlomo Melech made 10 menorahs. They call achas for achas hevi lo elef kikar zahav. And in order to make them, for each one, he started off with elef kikar, 1,000 kikar of gold, a big block that weighed 1,000 kikar. The chenisto elef hamim lakur, and he put the block into the kiln, right, 1,000 times, and each time the hamidu el kikar, and each time the weight disappeared, it burned off because it purified in such a way that it burned off one kikar, till at the end he was left with one kikar. The Gemara says, Amy, is it really true that by building the menorah, Shlomo Melech lost all his gold? We have another pasuk. It says, it's up prokem later in Divrei Yamin Beis, it says, V'chol klei mashka ha-melech Shlomo zahav, all of the drinking utensils of Shlomo was zahav, V'chol klei beis yar ha-levonon zahav sagor, all these other kelim were made out of zahav sagor, ein kesef nechshav b'mei Shlomo l'umah. Silver was worth nothing at the time of Shlomo because gold was so bountiful. So who needed silver, right? Who needed a silver lachter? You didn't have gold. Now you have a gold atara. Who needed that? Who needed silver one? Because you had all the gold. You see that Shlomo had tons of gold. The one says, Zahav Sagar Karmina. We're saying that the menorah depleted his stash of Zahav Sagar. But other gold he did have. But the Pasuk says Zahav Sagar. And the words of the Pasuk about Zahav Sagar. I don't know. So Shlomo Melech had gold. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. We just said before that every menorah that Shlomo Melech brought, he started off with 1,000 kikar, and he put it into the core 1,000 times. I mean, wouldn't that mean that you have nothing left? Each time you put it in, it loses the kikar. So if you put 1,000 into 1,000 times, it's nothing zero. Maybe it was 999 times. I don't know. He says, "Umichas akuli hai." Is it really true that the fire, the heat, is going to deplete is going to melt or deplete that block of gold so much? Batanya in the following brayso. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Maisa with a Maisa, Bahaisa Menoras Beis HaMikdash, Yisera Shal Moshe, V'dinar Zav for the Yakteni. I guess they finished doing the menorah, and it turned out the menorah was too heavy by this dinar amount. The menorah was too heavy. So now what they have to do? They have to somehow make it lighter. Right? So what they do? Nichnisu Shmonim Pa'amim Lakor, V'hemidu Al-Kikar. They put it into the core 80 times. It took 80 times to diminish this one dinar wait, you're telling me that every time they put the gold into the fire, it diminished the full kikar? The Gemara says, no, cave in the kai. No, after 1,000 times they put the kikar into the core, that was it. Now it was solid and it was established. In order to melt from that point forward, then it took 80 times to get it in. That's what they're saying, what happened. Right, Rashi says, Kaven the Kai, Shenisraf Yofa the Meshlomo Kai, the Fika Klofasar Akshav Eladina. It took that long to get a dinner now. I guess it sort of got set in stone, set in gold, and that was it. Once they set it, it takes more to melt it. The Rishami is a totally different Gyorsa of this Gemara. The Rishami says, Mice has been Nor Zav Sha'asa Moshe, the Midbar, the High Say Sayer Dina Zav, the Fisa Push 1 and 5, the Lofasar Kum, that the Moshe's menorah was too heavy. They put it into the core 80 times, and it didn't melt at all. That's the Russian of the Rishami. It's Rishami and Yoma. Okay. I think it's supposed to be, the kikar. It's supposed to be the kikar. Right. Honor Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Honor of Yonasan. My diksiv. What does it mean when the Pasuk says, right, it says, Al menorah ha-tahora yaroch ha-saneiros ha-neishan pami. On the pure, holy menorah. So, Tahora, they're going to say, menorah Tahora is mashma, that it's not tmeya, which means it can become tummy. The Gemara says, but we'll get there in a second, but what does menorah Tahora mean? So the Gemara answers, sheyardu maaseha mimokam tahara. From Shemayim, right, came, had to build the menorah. We all know, we'll see soon, that Hashem showed Moshe how to build the menorah. That's mokam Tahora. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Elamayata, that's the case, that when it says Tahora, what it means is that Yardu Ma'aseh Mimakom Tahora, that Hashem showed Moshe like how to do it. The pasuk says by the Shulchan, Al Shulchan Tahor, on the Tahor Shulchan, right? You're going to say also there, so Yardu Ma'aseh Mimakom Tahor, right? That's not the case. We know that didn't happen. And Moshe was able to build the menorah by himself, right? Moshe was able to build the Aron by himself. He didn't need, right? Rav Yonos is basically holding that only the menorah that has all these different pratim. That's where Moshe had difficulty. But the shofar, which was a little more difficult, the box, basically, right? It was just the box. There was no problem for him to do it. Also, we see before, it says in the Pesukim, Kamare Hashem. Hashem showed him the menorah. We don't have that at all by the shofar. So how can you tell me that Tahor means that it came from Hashem? That Hashem showed him. That's not the case by the Aron. That's the same Washon. So what does Makom Tahor mean by the Aron? Ela Tahor Mitzlal Shehu Tameh. That the Tahor means that it could become Tameh. So Hachanami, so too with the case of the menorah, Tahora Mikhal Shehi Tameya. It means that it should become Tameya. So that's what I say, wait a second. How does the Shulchan, what would you have thought? What's the Havmina? The word says, Bishma Hassam, it makes sense by the Shulchan to tell me that the Shulchan could become Tamei. Right? Well, I said the Aron, I'm talking about the Shulchan, I'm sorry. The Shulchan. It says there by the Shulchan, that the Shulchan, I need the Pasuk to tell me that the Shulchan become Tamei, Kid Reish Lakish. Because of Reish Lakish, the Amar, right, to the Amarish Lakish, might see the pasuk says, Al HaShulchan HaTahor, on the holy table, on the pure table, Miklal Shehu Tameh, Miklal that it can become Tameh. Why? What's the problem? Kli Eitz Asur L'Nachis. The Shulchan is a wooden Kli that doesn't move. I guess the halacha is that a wooden Kli that doesn't move, right, the Ko Kli Eitz HaAsur L'Nachis, Eino Mekabel Tumah. That's the answer. Wait a second. The Shulchan was a Kli Eitz, but it was coated. Right, it was Tepisa Osazov, right? So he said, so basically brings from the Gemara from the Chagiga that it goes by what really is made of. But what it's encased in, that doesn't count as for the Kli. And we also said, oh, it doesn't move. Maybe it doesn't move. Every time Bnei Yisrael moved, all the Kelim move. Right? Right? Even so basically the Tosaf from Sadi Vav and Beis, it says no. When we say it moves, it means it moved independently, it moved by itself. When Bnei Yisrael moved, it was like the whole Machna moved together. So in relationship to the Machna, it was always in the same spot. It was just carried, it placed back right in the same spot. So it was a Keli that may not create, it doesn't move, that's not becomes Tamei. Right? The Kol creates, also the Naches, Ein HaKamah Tumah. So Ela must teach us, Shemagbin Oso L'Oli Regolim. They would pick it up and show it to all the Oli Regolim. All the pilgrims would see it. Umarim Lehem Lechem Apanim. And they would show the Lechem Apanim to the old lady, see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Machi Basem, what was the fee? But what was the proof? HaKamash Hashem loves you. Rav Shu ben Levi, Rav Shu ben Levi, Yenis Kodol Nasa Balech Aponim, Siluko, Kisiduro, Shnemar Lassum Lechem Kol, Beyom Hilok Kho. We all know that the bread was still piping hot a week later, so they would see the steam, as its Pasuk says, in Shmuel Aleph, Lassum Lechem Kol, Beyom Hilok Kho. It was still hot on the day they took it off. So it was still hot. So that's why I understand, so Tehora, Mechal Tameya, by the Shulchan. Elahacha by the Nora, what's the Kiddush? Tehora, Mechlashi Kameya, Shita, clean my property. It's a metal utensil. Metal utensil is always a Makabal Tumah. When did the pastor tell me that could be a Makabal Tumah? It's a metal utensil. Ella, right? Ella, Sheyardu Masana from Tahora. Therefore, by the menorah, we have to, the darshan, the Tahora to mean something else. We darshan it to mean that it comes from Makam Torah. So, saw a board from the Satra Rebbe. It's beautiful. He goes, what do you mean that Chibaschem with the Lechem upon it? What are they showing it to them? Most of the time, we throughout the Gemara, we try to hide the holy thing. You don't let people come in. Even when people came in to fix it, they would come in certain. Well, you did what you want. So he says no, because when they came in to fix, they obviously would look at what they were fixing. So when there's a real tzoreh, you can see the kodesh and the first kodesh. So that clearly had to be a real tzoreh to show the lechem upon it. He says, what does the lechem upon it represent? The lechem upon it represents parnasa. All the parnasa comes from Shemayim. You have to pick up the lechem upon it to show everybody, to reinforce them to know that all parnasa comes from Shemayim, and you could be so mech on a kodesh baruch hu. That's why it was a real tzoreh, and that's why they have to show it to them. And that's why he says, "When Ruchim Vashem, and look at the lechem upon him. Just like the lechem upon him is so hot, it comes from kodesh baruch hu, so it's all your parnasa and all your needs are taken care of by kodesh baruch hu. Okay, the divrei yor. Okay, so elahacha tohora mechlal shi tameyos. That's why." So the tahora by the shulchan teaches you that it can become tame, but tahora by the menorah teaches you that it came from Shemayim. So Tanya, now we're going to see this. Tanya, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yosi said the following: Aron shel ish, right? The aron, an aron of ish came from Shemayim. The shulchan shel ish, umenorah shel ish, yardum in the Shemayim, the ra'a Moshe. And Moshe saw what they looked like, right? The asaka mosam, and he made them like the fire said, right? The pasuk says, "Ure'e va'asei bisav nisam asher mare'e bahar." So the word mare'e, I guess what it means with the comments, it means that other people show it. Where it says, "Wait a second, elamayat." If that's the case, that mare'e means right that we see when you see it. That means it came from an ish min shemayim. The pasuk says, "Vahakimosa, Vahakimosa et hamishkan kemishpato, asher haresa bahar." Like I showed you, they would say, "Hakanami, that the mishkan of Ish came from Shemayim." I guess we know that that's not the case. It's pretty easy to build. There's no hakon ksiv kemishpato, right? It says kemishpato, right? Hasam ksiv kisav nisam. Over here it says kemishpato asher haresa, which means like the laws that I showed you. So I showed him the halachas, and then he built it. But by the other kelim, it said kisav nisam, right? Asher mareh. Because I showed them the actual structure. Okay. So Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Chiya Rabbah's name Rav Yochanan, Gabriel, the Malach Gabriel, Chagor Kemin Piskiya, he was dressed like a worker, came down as a worker, Haya, Beherelo LeMoshe Maisa Menorah. And he showed Moshe how to do the menorah, and from Zed, Smash with Shomer shows him. So basically, the Gabriel came down like an artisan. He came down dressed to do the dirty work. He says, when it comes to Avodas HaKodesh, everyone has to do it. Even the Malach has to get down and dirty to do the Avodas HaKodesh. The guy, you know, who sweeps and the guy who fixes the bathroom, that's Avodas HaKodesh in the Shul. You should know that they have a source from Gabriel Malach. That everyone has to get down and dirty when it comes to helping out in the Malcham HaKodesh. Okay, Tanya the Bei Rabbi Shmuel said the following: Shlosha Dvarim Hayu Kashal Moshe. There were three things that Moshe found difficult. He didn't understand. Asha Heralo Kodesh Baruch Hu Be'etzba'o. So Kodesh Baruch Hu showed it, pointed him with his finger, and said, "This is it. The Elohim, and these are they. The Menorah. That's number one. The Menorah. Number two is Rosh Chodesh. He didn't know what the Molad looked like. He didn't have the attic, right? That was that attic that they had the Torah Mishnah. They had all the pictures. He didn't have the pictures. So he didn't know what that looked like." Right? And he also, Ushratzim. He didn't know what Sheretz was Tahar and what Sheretz was Tameh. By the menorah, Dixiv is the Maisa menorah. This is the Maisa menorah. So you see it. Rosh Chodesh, Dixiv, Achodesh, Hazel, Lechem Rosh Chodesh. Hashem took it out and said, look, Zeh, this is what Rosh Chodesh looks like. By Shratz Mitziv, Zeh Lachem Tatameh, Bashar Tashor Talar. This is what's Tameh, this was not. Tosos asks, wait a second. Tosos asks, the Intomar, the Lech Shob Nameh, he the Eil Trefos. What about in Eil Trefos, the Amar, Vezos Achaya Shertofu, this is what you can eat, this is what you can't eat. Melamed, right, the Gemara and Chul and Daf Membe, is Melamed, Shatavos Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kol Min U Min, the Herald of Moshe, but Amalo, Zos Echo, Vezos Loso Echo. You shouldn't want to kosher animals, and not kosher animals also. Not just the Shratz Sim. Says, Yishlom Mar, the Lo Chash of Elahachlik Siv, Zeh. What does it say Zeh? What? Right. So he says, also says, V'yesh l'tmoa, n'loch shiv machsis ha-shekel. What about the machsis ha-shekel? Because it says over there, Zeyin, we all know, most didn't know what it was. We have Hashem pointed him at machsis ha-shekel. So, I mean, I thought the answer is over there, is that, the answer there is, Moshe knew what a machsis ha-shekel was. I hope we all learned all the brushes. He couldn't fathom half a shekel, and he couldn't fathom what to do with it. Hashem says, no, this is it. Moshe knew what a machsis ha-shekel looks like. Tosha's answer is, V'yesh lomar, a similar answer, I think. He says, right, V'yesh l'tmo with l'loch hashem ha'shem shech l'ksiv zeh yitnu v'amrina n'shkolim k'mid matbeya shal each harol l'moshe. He showed him the coin. V'yesh l'tmo with l'loch shayach hasem n'skashe ele mishu go habayod v'shum inyon in lohi amar. Moshe couldn't fathom the whole concept of what was going on. Right, by the minori knew women had to make a minori. By Rosh Chodesh knew something. Rosh Chodesh knew. But the master shekel, the whole concept evaded him. That's different. Okay. Next. Now we get on to the halachas of safras and letters. I'm sure the art school has good pictures, so we'll be able to refer to the pictures and to point certain things out. Shtei Mishnah says, Shtei parshios shebe mezuzah ma'achlo zozo afilu psa becha me'achlo. Right? There are two parshios in the mezuzah. If you're missing one, the mezuzah is not kosher. Even if you're missing one letter, it's not kosher. So Gemara says, you're missing one letter, pshita, that's no good. I think that's what they're answering on. Pshita, that's no good, right? Right, why? Because it's more in Shabbos, it says, right, Upsaftam, right, it has to be Tzivos Tama, complete, perfect writing. So if you're missing one letter, it's no good. So it's Pasha. Right. So Mark says, no, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Lo Nitzakha, the Mishnah is teaching this, us the following case, Ela L'Kutzo Shel Yud. The Kutzo Shel Yud, which is what? Rashi says, the Kutzo Shel Yud, the Rashi towards the bottom, it's like five lines from the bottom, right, Rego Yumani Shel Yud, the right bottom leg of the yud, right? The yud has a little tag on top, it goes across to the bottom right of the yud. If that's missing, it's no good. That's what Rashi says the kutzos shel yud is. There are other shitas what the kutzos shel yud is. If you look at Tosos says kutzos shel yud. He says perish bekuntus regel yamini. It's the right leg of the yud. Tosos is a kasha. Dap shita the ainza os. If you're missing that whole right thing, what is it? It's just this little blob, not a letter. It's nothing if that whole thing is missing. When with Farish Rabbeinu Tam. Do Rosh Kafa, right? It's that when on the straight part, you know, there's also a little bit on the bottom, a little what? Right on the main. Look at the picture. You see, it's the bottom left of the yud. He said that's the Kutzos Shel Yud. The Rosh actually says Kutzos Shel Yud is actually on the left side and on top of the yud. So they bring down the Rosh and they don't really argue about that. So Tosos says, before you time, do Rosh Kafa, the meaning of the name of Kafa. That's what he says, the Kutzos Shel Yud. So there's two, there's a Machlokas and Poskim. What about, Machlokas and Poskim, if it's safe to tell, or if it's actually missing the Kutzos Shel Yud of Rabbeinu Tam? Right? If you're missing the Kutzos Shel Yud of Rabbeinu Tam. Most say that's Ma'akev. Right? The Bir Alacha says the Kutzos Shel Yud of Rabbeinu Tam is only the Hachmir, but you should be choshish for his dvarim. No Yehuda is mashma, he's mashma b'diavad without the left okates. So the whole to do whether or not you definitely pass like Rashi, of course you pass like Rabbeinu Tam. Also, I think we do very much so make sure that we have the Kutzos Shel Yud like Rabbeinu Tam as well. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Rabbeinu Tam is on the bottom of the fat part of the yud on the left. Picture base, yeah. Oh, yeah, you have that, and the Rosh is picture gimbal. Okay. So the Rosh says, Hanami Pshita, that's also Pasha, that if you're missing the Kutzos Shel Yud, the Mezuzah is Pasha, because then that is that's not a letter. It's not a letter. So the Rosh says, Ella, the Chi'idah of the Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. The Kohen teaches the other Halach of Yehuda Amarav, So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol Osha in Gvil, Mukuf Lome Abaruchov Seha, any letter that's not completely surrounded by parchment, meaning it's not touching any other letter, Rashi says, She'in Gvil Mukuf Lo, She'in Medubekes Ba'osacheret, and touching another letter, behind the Ksani Ksiv Echa Me'ake, and what says one letter is Me'ake, Fulmer, Hilchos Mishpat Os Echa Me'ake Mezuzot Tfilin. They're actually touching each other, and Rashi says it's by mezuzah tefillin, because I think he says that by mezuzah tefillin, because the halacha is by mezuzah tefillin you have to write it kesidra. If you take a Torah, you don't have to write it kesidra, but by tefillin and mezuzah it has to be written kesidra. So if you write it and then connect and they're together, and if you erase it in between, so you don't have halacha kesidra. Now you're doing it backwards. If I say the Torah, I think Rashi is maybe indicating say the Torah can connect to each other. You can fix it. You can just scratch it off. And you could fix it. I don't know. I think that's all up or not. I don't remember. So Mara says, right? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol Osha Ein Gvil Mukaf Lomei Abir Mufosea Sula. That's considered puzzle. There's a Hamachlokus. There's a Hamachlokus Bishonim. What if does that mean if they're connected on top or on the bottom? Paskins, the Bishonim say Paskins that there's no pilot where the letters are connected. Right? He said, well, that's where that's from. He said that if they were nidbuk before you did the ksiva, it is puzzle. Right? But he said, right, Beis Yosef says, the im nidbuk is kodim, shenigmar, ksiv asana, after we find the full open, he said, no, Beis Yosef says, you're allowed to just scratch it off. But the Bach argues in there, and he says, or the Bach adds that, no, it's not going to switch to the sidra. It has all to do about whether or not you can scratch it off. You're going to actually find out what those halachas are. Okay. Fine. Now the Gemara is going to talk about other types of things that happen in letters. Amar Asyon Bar Nadba from Shleid Rav Yehuda. Another new personality that we have in the Sefer Shmot office. Asyon Bar Nadba from Shleid Rav Yehuda. Nikav Toko Shalhei Kosher Yerecho Pasel. So if the inner leg, right, if the inner leg of the hay, I guess it's missing a little bit, right? There's a little bit left over. The inner means, I think, the small part, the upside down yud part of the hay. If that inner portion of the hay is missing a little bit, but there's obviously a little bit of ink left, then it is kosher. But yerecho, but the actual leg, the outer leg means on the outside of the long stem, if that's missing, right, then it's pasul. Then that's considered pasul. So Amar Rav Zera, right, that's how Rashi says, Tocho shel hay, regal shel bifnin, yerecho, regal hayumanis. And he gives a lashon acher, Tocho hagvil b'chelish shel tocho, and he adds, with tefillin kamayim. Talk about the tefillin. He says, Amar Rav Zera, di, a point from me, mifarshu li minei de Rav Yehuna, I heard this from Rav Huna, the Rav Yehuna, mifarshu li minei de Rav Huna, Rav Yaakov Amar, the di, mifarshu li minei de Rav Yehuda, I heard it from Rav Yehuda, right, that nikav tocho shel hay kosher, yerecho. But by the Yerecho, im nishtayavo kishir os katana, if on the inside, right? He said the other way, right? On the inner side, it's kosher. On the outer side, it has to be left over kishir os katana kosher. Vimav, kosher. Right? So that's what the hay. It has to be a little bit left over in order for it to be kosher. Igara Kamua de Rav Abba, the father-in-law of Rav Abba, Itzik Le Kara de Hei de Ha'am. The leg of the Os Hei in the word Ha'am in his tefillin, right? The Pasuk says, Yomer Moshe El Ha'am, of course, Yom HaZeh. So that Hei, the Hei of the Am, was missing, right? Was missing part on the letter, the Nikwa. I guess there was a hole, it was missing something. So us, the Kamid de Rabbi Abba, so we came to his father-in-law, and they asked him the following kasha. It's a kosher. So Amalei, Rabbi Abba said, "In mishtayavo, if on the leg of the hay kashir os katana, it's left over. If it's left over a little bit of a, like that, like a little bit of the of an os, I guess much that looks like a yud, small letters of yud. So if there's enough ink the size of a yud on that hay, I guess it's not separated. But there's enough coming down, kosher. But if not, kosher. Okay. Rami Bar Tamri, dehu chamua derami bar tikule." So Rami Bar Tamri is the father-in-law of Rami Bar Dikule. So the father-in-law and the son-in-law have the same name. Right? See, you have an Achim. They had the same name. So the Hagos and Sioni over here tells us to look at that tshuva of the Nova Yehuda. You see, they have the same name. You won't have to go through that. But there are other ways you can answer. I mean, they spelled it differently, so maybe that's it. Anyway, so Rani Bartami, Dahu Kamu, the Rani Bartikule, if Siki Le Kara Devav, the Vayaharo, in his tefillin, the pasuk of Vayihiki Shaparo, the Shachinu, Vayaharo, Hashem, Kobachor, and Kufrayan, so that Vav got scratched up a bit, got rubbed out a little bit, Vinikva, with a hole. So also the Kamu, the Rabbi Zera, so he came to Rabbi Zera to ask him whether his tefillin is kosher. So Amr Le, so Rabbi Zera tells him, this is how you check it. Zil I say you nukla the little talking motivation. We'll find a middle intelligence type kid, not too smart, not too stupid. E karle by Yaharog and show him the letter. If he reads it by Yaharog, then it's kosher. The Elo, but if he reads it, you know, Ye Yahareg with two yuds, then it's no good and it's possible. Let's move on. So yes, I guess at the time it's not a rush, it's not in the usual. It's gotta be somewhere. So the Mordechai asks, why in the first case did we say it has a little bit of the oath left over, that's kosher? Why don't we say over there also? Let a kid read it and see if he can read it. What if a different shiurim to measure whether the letter is kosher or not? So the Mordechai says that, can be docked here, that by letters that have two legs, then you can do the first way, check the first way. A little bit left, it has two legs, that's fine. But the letters only have one leg, you can't just see that it has a little bit of ink left over. It may have a little bit of ink left over. Now it looks like another letter. So you have to have a kid or somebody come read it to see if they can read it a certain way. That's the Mordechai. Okay. Now comes the famous Gemara. We talk about for hours, or you can not talk about it if you don't understand it. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rav. Rabbi Yehuda is the name of the Rav. The name of Rav. So Rav says, B'shah sh'ala Moshe l'morav, the time that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, mitzol akarz baruch sh'yoshe v'kosha k'starim osios. He saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was tying the crowns to the osios. My first question with this is that the osios are in Ksav Ashuri. Gemara Sanhedrin, the Torah was given in Ksav Ivri. So maybe that's what Moshe asked in the Kasha. What are you putting Ksarim on Ksav Ivri? Ksav Ashuri came about with time of Ezra. What we have now is Ksav Ashuri. The Torah was given a different alphabet. So that's my first Kasha. I don't think so. Because we're talking about the crowns that we have now. Could be, yeah, I don't know. So Amr Rabbi Lamaram, Bashasha Allah Moshe Lamar, Matolokar Shbork, Shosh, Kosh, Sarm, Osios. Amr Lafana, Moshe says to Moshe, Ribono Shalom, Mima Akva Yadfa. Who's forcing you to do this? Right? Why do you have to add these crowns, right? Why do you have to add these crowns? So Amr Law, he says, Kosh, Shbork, says back to Moshe. Adam Echo Yisha Asir, one guy in the future, Leos Basov Kamados, and come after a couple generations, Akiva ben Yosef Shemo, and his name is Akiva, the son of Yosef. It's Rabbi Akiva. Sha Asir Lidrosh Alkol, coats for coats. In the future, he's going to be darshan every single tag, everything crown, everything, every nook and cranny on the Torah, he's in darshan. Right? Tilin Shalophas, tons and tons of halophas from everything. So Amar Lafana, the Moshe says to Akkadish Baruch Hu, I want to go to this guy's shir. Let me go to this guy's shir. So he says, Ribono Shel Olam Hareuli, let me see it. So Amar Lo, Chazor L'Acharecha. Kodesh Baruch says, turn around. And he turns around, you know, dream sequence, turns around, and Moshe all of a sudden, he's put into the shear of, right, of Kodesh, of Arkiva. Halach V'yashad B'sof Shmona Shuros. He sits behind eight rows, right? The Sheet of Megabetz says Shmona Asar. 18 rows. He's sitting in the back. Right? The young Talmidim started off in the back, and then they would move their way up. Moshe is all the way in the back. The Lo Hayodeya Mahimon. He didn't know what was going on in Shir. So figure it out. So Tarshas Kocho, Moshe got weak. He was very upset. So Kevon Shegila Dover Echad, they came to one item. Armelo Tamidov, the Tamid of Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Kiva, Rebbe Minayin Lecha, how do you know this halacha? How do you know it? Armelo Hen, he said, don't worry. Halacha Moshe Misinai. How does the Kabbalah? Halacha Moshe Misinai. All of a sudden, Nisiyashiv Daito. Now Moshe feels better. The Anav Mikol Adam needs to feel good by telling him that Talachol Moshe Mishilai. Second guy, I don't understand what that means. So Chazar, so Moshe goes back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Upal Afnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amar Lafanav, he says to him, I don't understand. Ribono Shel Olam, Yeshcha Adam Kazeh. You have such a guy like Rabbi Kiva who's a darshan every single thing that you write, right? By Tanosei Torah Al Gadi, and give the Torah to me. I don't know what's going on in that shiur. Why don't you give the Torah to him? Why are you giving it to me? So Amar Lo, so Kodesh Baruch Hu says to him, Shtok, Kachal Moshal Lefanai. You should be quiet. That's what I wanted. This is my plan. This was my plan. So Moshe says back, Amar Lefanai, Bar Shalom, Hey Rasani Torasso, you showed me his Torah, Harini Scharo. Let me see his scar. Let me see what his scar. So Amar Chazal Echarech, look behind you, Chazal Echarech, Ba'ara, Shesokim Besaro B'makolim, that they were selling his meat, or they peeled off his fat, and they were selling it in the marketplace. So Amar Lefanai, Moshe says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bar Shalom, Zo Torah, Zo Schara, this is the scar. Amar Lefanai, Shesokim Kachal B'machshav Lefanai. Be quiet, this is what came, this was my plan. So my other question is, we always say that the scar is an Olam Haba. So why not Kodesh Baruch Hu show him the scar in Olam Haba? What's he showing him this whole thing about him keep his meat? There's no scar in Olam Haba. The scar in Tzadik was Olam Haba. Number two, I understand, Moshe didn't know, right? Everyone says that Moshe Rabbeinu knew all the Torah, from the month before, all the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew everything from Allah to Yud. He knew the Takira of Bechon and Magibo. Right? So how did he not know what was going on with Rabbi Kiva? What? No, maybe, who's that? Maybe it's his day 40. Which time did he go up? He was there for 40 days and 40 nights already. He did go up and down a few times. No, other times he went up. No one makes a distinction that he only learned it the day. My point is that it seems from here, at least according to Rav, there's a more minimalistic approach to what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in our Sinai. There's a maximalist approach that says he was given everything, and there's a minimalist approach that he wasn't given everything, he was given most things, Kalim had a lot of things, but maybe he wasn't given everything. So here, I think the tension between those two approaches are evident in this memra. Okay. Right. Well, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu says. Kachal Ovid Machshavai. What does that mean? Okay. So Amar Rava. Rava says, Shiva Osil Shrichel Shlosha Ziyunim. There are seven letters that need the tagin on top. That need those tagin on top. The Elu Hain, and one of those, Shatnez Gats. Shin Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zadi, Zayin, Gimel, and Sadi Sofin, depending on what school your kids go to. Right? So, and Rashi points out, it's not Dafka those letters, because it's also the end of Nun, right? And the regular Sadi. Also, those also need the Tagin. So what are those Tagin? So it's a three-way Machlokas. Look at Tosos, reads them down. Yesh Mefarshim, Gimel, Ziyunim, Hashanim, Hashnayim, Litzad, Smol, Echad, Hashnayim, Litzad, Smol, Echad, Milmala, the Echad Milmata. He said that you have two lines, that one goes to the left, one goes to the right, and one underneath. That's not what we're right? That shows the picture. Kanzeh. Shat Nezgash, and Perak Shabbos, see this, Tzir, Echad, Minyamin, the Echad, Mishmol, the Echad, Milmala, Kanzeh. The third way, you see the third picture in Tosos, to the left and right to the middle. And then the fourth way, he said that all three go straight up. That's what the tagging would be. So Amar Rav Ashi says, Chazinu l'hu safri dabkini debei Rav. I saw the expert sofer in the house of Rav. The chachi l'hu l'gagi d'chet. They would make sort of a crown, a roof, on top of the ches. Right? And so don't focus on what that is also. So look at Tosos brings down two shittas. He says, Peirush b'kuntres, Rashi's Peirush shake. Be a regular smaller shalfes. They would raise a little line that came out from the left leg of the ches. Right? Rabbeinu Tam Peirush, the emsa gagol shalfes, the bo me'at, from a chatar de gamra. They would raise the middle of the ches, and the two zions, and the two connected, like an upside down triangle, connecting the two zions. Right? The Peirush b'kuntres, when you chash it pol kaf, right, that's what the Rashi's Peirush is not so clear, based on the Goren Shabbos, that says that they would have these two zions on the ches. So that's what they did with the ches. And also the tole that carried the hay. And they would make sure that the small portion of the hay had a space between that portion and the top portion. Wait a minute, what's the habit here? If you had it touching, it looked like a ches. But okay, we don't have time. So chachi b'gag the ches, why did they make the gag on top of the ches? Kolomar teaches chai hu b'romo shalom. On the ches, chai hu b'romo shalom, that Hashem is on top of the ches, he's up on top of the chai hu b'romo shalom. Okay? Fine. And what about the hay? Why would you leave a space by the hay? Tolid carried the hay. Can the boy me nay, Rabbi Yehuda see my Rabbi? Because way, Rabbi Yehuda, based on the answer of Yehuda see my Rabbi, my dictator, he asks, Pitchu Hashem adayah, kibi yah Hashem tzorolomim. So Amalei, what's in the pasuk it says, Kol atola bitchonu b'kodesh baruch hu, hare, whoever places his faith in the kodesh baruch hu, right, hare lo machseba olam azel olam adba. Right, Pitchu Hashem adayah, right, kibi yah Hashem tzorolomim, then you're going to have
you're going to survive in all Mazet Elam Ha'aba. So no. So Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda says back to him, no. Other hot question. This was my kasha. My son that said Biyah looks if Yah. Why does it say Biyah? The B. Why does it say Bichu Big Biyah? So he says Kedarish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Loi, because it's based on the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Yelah. Elu Shnei Olamos. These are the two worlds. Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu made Olam Hazeh Olam Haba. Echad Behei. The Echad Biyud. One he created with a Hey. One he created with a Yud. With that letter. So Eni Yodei Ima Olam Haba Biyud Olam Hazeh Behei. I don't know which one. When the pasuk says, "Elo Todos Hashemayim Ba'aretz Bihi Baram," after Kriy Bihi Baram, Ela Behei Baram, Havi Omer Olam Hazeh Behei, Ba'Olam Haba Biyud. So why? B'nei Ma Nivra Olam Hazeh Behei? Why was the Olam Hazeh created with the Hey? If they should Dome Lachsarja, the Olam Hazeh is like a hallway, like a passageway. So Kol Arotze Latzeis, whoever wants to leave it, Yetze. You can just drop out of the bottom. You can fall out of the bottom. That's like the Hey. Well, my time at Talakari, so why do I have a space in between? That's how you can get back in. You can get back in for that state, right? Right, Kol Rosh, let's say it's 18, my time at Talakari, the Hadar B'tshuva, if you have Tshuva, Malayla, you go back in, Ulayla B'hach, you go back in here, right? So the Gemara says, Malayla, so the Gemara says, Ulayla B'hach, why don't you just go in the way you came out, on the bottom, just climb back up. So he says, Lo Mestayim Milsa, that can't be, because you need help to get back in. You can't just get back in when you're a sinner. Because Reish Lakish, Dom Reish Lakish, my next day, the Pasuk says, In Malaytim Uyalitz, Ula Anabim Yitain Krain, what does that mean? Balitar Messiah also, a Balitami Poskin though. If you want to come back in, you need help. I think that's why you need help to climb over the little part to get back in. If you're a Kote, you can't just come back in the same way you came out. It's not that easy. It's very easy to fall out. Very easy to do in the very. If the Torah grabs you, you fall right out of the bottom of the hay. To go back to the Tshuva, you can't just climb back in like that. It's too easy. You have to go around the side, up that ladder, and to get in the other way. To get in the other way. And for that, you need help. You can't just climb. You need help to climb up. Right? So Umay Taima Isle Taga. Why is there a taga? Why is there a crown on top of the hay? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, in Choser Bo, if the Kote is Choser, Ani Koshelo Keser. I'll tie for him a crown. Umay Ma Nibra Olam Haba Biyud. So why was the Olam Haba made in a Yud? Right? We just said Olam Hazeh was made with a hay. Olam Haba is made with a Yud. If they should Tzadikim Bo Muatim. Because there are very few people, very few Tzadikim Olam Haba, and Yud is the smallest letter. So this symbolizes the amount, the numbers. Only if they mark Kof of Rosho, why is the Yud, right, has a small okay from the bottom that bends down? If they should Tzadikim Shavo, because the Tzadikim that are in it, either in the Yud, which is Olam Haba, the Tzadikim that are in Olam Haba, Kof of Roshehem, they bow their heads, they Masei Hashem Domes Elaseh. They give Kofo to each other by bowing down to each other to show that everybody else has different miles, different Kofos, and different mitzvahs that they did. Okay, let's stop here. Good day.